Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'm the Angelic Ambassador of Joy, Sound Healing Channel, Cosmic Consultant, etc., etc. You can find me at elizabethsadhu.com if you want to know a little bit more. And I am delighted and so grateful to be able to share my gifts of healing with the world. And so if you want to do a session with me, with the angels and myself, I would love it. And I work by donation only. So jump on the train to healing. All right. So let's start with the chant, the tuning in chant. Om Namo Gurudev Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And you, too, have that ancient wisdom that you can hook up into, and you are hooked up. You just must know it and believe it and just trust that it's true. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you're all having a beautiful day. It's been an intense couple weeks. Lots and lots of healing going on, and the angels are telling me this is true for many. We're in this kind of last big push, is what it feels like, of healing those really deep wounds. And I notice that the home office, the universe, God, whatever you want to call that power, you could say, is kind of rubs my nose in it every so often, helps me work through it, helps me break it up, helps me scrape out the bottom of the barrel, you might say. It's like we're getting out the chisel. And right before the show started, I was having this kind of like very flash, fast forward of what might happen today in the show. And the angels were showing me their jackhammers and showing me that they are delighted and honored to be able to serve by using their jackhammers and blasting us through. And all you have to do is ask. Say, angels, I need your help. Please get out your jackhammers and blast this healing. Help me do this healing. I'm ready. So anyway, they're saying, at your service, and they're waving their jackhammers around. And now I can see, because that was a call from me, I can see angels as far, out to the horizon, as far as my eye can see angels with their jackhammers blasting away. And so I thank you, dear angels, dear friends, dear companions. You're my buddies. I appreciate it so much. So what's coming today is that in the midst of this healing, you know, we keep reading or we keep hearing that this is the final push. This is it. We're moving into it. And it feels like we've heard that like how many, 20 gazillion times. So I was getting very strongly to do the chant for miracles. And it's not so much that it will be a miracle that we're healed. It's that it will feel like a miracle to us that we're going to get onto that other side and be on that beautiful love path of completely, absolutely loving ourselves. Unconditionally, beautifully, totally loving ourselves for exactly who we are right this second. It doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter if you have a pimple on your chin. It doesn't matter if you have a poochy tummy. It's all perfect. And we are all perfect and absolutely beautiful in the eyes of all those angelic beings. God, the Creator, our inner selves know this. It's just that sometimes our outer selves try to argue about the whole thing. So anyway, I'm going to do the chant for miracles to start out with. And if you have any doubts ever, just listen to it again. And that's the beauty of the internet. You can go on and listen to it again and again and again. So here we go. Dun dun rum das guru, jinasidia dinesavadia, puri ho e karamata opposite of jinahare dharia, siki ate sangati, para brahma kara namasakaria, atala ata hotolatu, tera antana para varia. Jini tu sevia bokara, se tu de para utaria, laba loba kamakro de maho marakarde tu de sa para varia, dana sotera tana hes, tachatera pesa karia, nanaka tu lehena tu he, guru amara tu vicharia, Guru Dittata Manasadariya, Guru Dittata Manasadariya. May we feel it, may we know it, may we accept that we are a miracle. We are a most amazing, beautiful, incredible being. We're here on this planet, and if you're listening now or later, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. This is what we're here to do. We're here to heal. We're here to love ourselves, and that is healing. If you get to a point where you feel in absolute rapturous love with yourself, then that's all you need to do. Just be in that, and that radiates out, and that is sharing your healing soul with the world. It's the most amazing and beautiful thing. Truly, 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 truly. So anyway, there we go. Okay, what else happened today? It was kind of interesting. I was on Facebook, and sometimes I'll just do a quick post, or I'll read people's stuff and make a little comments here and there. And for some reason, I found myself going and looking at this certain man's page, and I saw that he was doing one of my Sikh chants, which was very fun. And so I had to chime in on that, of course, because I rarely see that from a non-Sikh person. So he responded back, which was really lovely, and I told him that I'd be happy to share any chants with him. So I will, after this show, I'm not sure why I'm talking about this now, but you know how that goes. I'm just sharing what is flowing out of me, my soul flow. So I guess maybe the point, the angels are telling me that the point is that I long to share this, this ability that I have, this sound healing power, they're saying, and it is a healing that I'm most delighted and most grateful to be able to share this gift that I have. And this is not about money or anything like that. This is about me delighting in being able to share this. So if anyone wants a chant, shoot me a private message on Facebook. Shoot me an email. Go to my website, and my data is there. I am most delighted to share this. The angels, I guess, are wanting me to promote myself a little bit. So, all right, I am most delighted. They're saying do another chant. Okay, how about I do the one that I just saw that man posted? It's one traditionally kind of known for prosperity. And frankly, you know, the chants are just really getting you into a beautiful mindset, kind of a meditative space and a love space. So in some ways, it doesn't really matter at all what they're supposed to be for. They're just bringing you to you. So here we go. This is the 25th Puri from Japji Sahib. Bhota karam lakiya na jai, vada data tilanatamai, kete mange jod apar, kete aganet nahi vichar, kete kaptu te bekar, kete lele mukarapai, kete mureka kai kai, kete aduka buka sadamar, ebi datari datar, bandakalasi bane hoi, hor akana sakke koi, Jako kayak akanakai, o jane chitia moi pai, ape jane ape de, ake sebi keike, jisno bakshe sifata sala, nanaka patashahi patashaho. There's something so beautifully peaceful about just listening and just being in that space. One of the things that's been my lesson right now, well, probably practically my whole life, and I'm 57 and three quarters, is learning how to be. And I think this is really one of my most challenging lessons. It is so easy for me to do. My main soul type is a can-do. And so I'm very fast. I get things done, you know, almost before you even think about it, it's done. But I'm learning that I don't need to keep doing all the time. I'm learning that I need to just be in me. I had a revelation about the word beautiful this morning, and sometimes when I see a picture of someone, I'll write it out as BEEUYOUTEE full, FULL. And this morning I wrote that to somebody, and all of a sudden I realized, oh my gosh, be you, full of you. Be full of you. That is beautiful. Being full of you. It was actually a really lovely revelation that felt very good to me this morning. I was just having one of those universe rub your nose in my insecurities. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm thinking of the chant of miracles because I know someday it will go, it will be gone. I won't need to have my nose rubbed in it anymore. Oh my gosh, it's just, anyway, it's fabulous, it's beautiful, it's perfect. Beautiful. You are full of the very beautiful you. I am full of the very beautiful me. And of course, as this goes, we have about 2 minutes left. Oh my gosh, it always cracks me up. So I'm going to do one of my favorite last chants. It's the 19th Puri from Japji Sab, which is the very first prayer in the Sikh holy book. And this one was traditionally described as being for neutral mind. And I actually chanted this one, oh gosh, 2 years straight. And it was back in 1983 when my daughter was born, 11 times a day. And I found it to be life-changing. It's just one of my go-to chants. But I was reading this morning that brings universal knowledge, inspiration, and revelation. If you understand this puri, you'll never have trouble understanding anything, I believe. All right, here you go. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagama sankalo, sankakahe surabara hoy, akari nam, akari sala, akari gyan gita gunaga, akari likana bola naban, akara sirasam jogavikan, jine likhe tisuranai, jifuramai tif tif pai, jeta kita teta now, vinanave nahi kotao, Kururata kavan kaha vichar, varyana java ekavar, jotu dhapave sai balikar, tu sadasala mata nirankar. So, just leaving with last thoughts. Enjoy, see the beauty in you, be full of you. And I don't say that in an ego way. it's just kind of this fullness of bliss and joy that's really kind of indescribable. Partly it's doing things you love to do, being in that joy of you. And there we go. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. Much love.